Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
I have a thought about the information security industry, and it could apply to any industry, I suppose. But there's a lot of, well, I guess, hype out there might be the way to describe it. So vendors make claims about their products. And again, there's nothing new about that. And sometimes those claims might be somewhat exaggerated. Sometimes they might be out and out wrong, or, you know, a lie, right? If in another context. So if you're going to buy a vendor's product, it seems to me you should make a concerted effort to actually validate their claims, either by testing it or by maybe reading analysis that other people have done that, you know, have evaluated the claims of the vendor, and see for, and at least do some due diligence to make sure that what you're about to buy is actually going to do what they say it does. And for, especially for something as critical as information security, you definitely want to buy a product that is solid and does what you expect it to do, because if it doesn't do what you expect it to do, the hackers will find out for sure, right? And there's no getting around that. Some vendors don't really like to have their product evaluated by third parties. Sometimes it's independent and analyst firms such as NSS Labs, or it might be a competitor that is evaluating product. And so there are games that vendors have to play to acquire these third party products and test them and find the truth. And I think it's fair to say that all vendors will portray the facts that make their product look the best. And assuming they're putting out facts and not something that's just complete utter falsehood. And there are some vendors that are known for either stretching or inventing a truth that quite simply is false. If you're evaluating products, right, you should be able to evaluate the claims that these vendors make. Test it, use third party analyst information or something, right? Just believing the marketing is not setting yourself up to succeed. If a vendor decides to suppress third-party testing results, whether it's a competitor that's doing it or an analyst firm, and I think that speaks volumes about the quality of the product, right? If they feel the need to do that, then they've got something to hide. And if you don't see a vendor in a third-party report, and let's be honest, there's lots of third-party reports. They're not all created equal, and every vendor can't participate in every one of them. There's just not enough time, energy, resources, or whatever. But if you don't see a vendor in any third-party report or very few reports, then that's at least worth a question. Why is the vendor not participating? And if they have language in their end-user license agreement that says that you're not allowed to use the product if you're going to post a review of it, that's another red flag. And there are some vendors that do that as well. So look past the hype. No matter, regardless of who's marketing the stuff, right? And regardless of what kind of product it is, you really need to look past the hype and see. And I know in some cases it's much harder to, the consumer products, it's kind of harder to do that. But with these commercial products that have, that you're spending tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars on, you're going to have a chance to evaluate and kick the tires in the lab. And you should use, third party results or your own testing to see how it does. And again, don't believe the hype, get the facts, whether they're from, whether they're from third party testing or from, or your own testing. Just taking the vendor's word for it is not necessarily the best approach.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.